Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For a few weeks now, we've been on a subject that we're calling the Lord our healer. The Lord our healer. Our text has been in Exodus 15 and 26, where the Lord revealed Himself in one of His great compound redemptive names, Jehovah Rapha. You see Him revealing Himself, you know, like at the burning bush. He said, tell them, I am. I am. And you'll see other places where it doesn't come through so well in the King James or even in some of the other translations. But if you look up the words, it's two words. We'd probably hyphenate it in modern usage, Jehovah and then another name that describes who He is, His character. There's Jehovah Shammah. He's the Lord who's there. There's the Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And there are several of these. Well, here's one of them right here. He said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in His sight and give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, I'll put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians. They saw judgments come on that country to get them out, to deliver them. He said, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer, the Lord your physician. Is He still the Lord our healer? Yes. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who cures you, the Lord who fixes you. It could be translated. The Lord who fixes you. Say it out loud, I have a healer.
I have a healer.
The healer.
The healer.
Amen. Different translations say, I, Jehovah, am healing you. Another one says, I'm the Lord your God. I cure your diseases. I am God, your healer. Thank God He is. Now, what we begin to see is that forgiveness of sin and healing of disease or sickness are linked together over and over again. In Jeremiah 17:14, he said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Psalm 103, verse 3. Well, let's back up to verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Benefits. Everybody say benefits.
Benefits.
As opposed to benefit. Benefits. Plural. And he begins a list. Benefit number one. Who forgives all your iniquities? Now, most church-going people, they believe that without reservation. Is it God's will to forgive you? Yes. Is it God's will to forgive everybody? Yes. To forgive everybody of all their transgressions and sins and mistakes and iniquity? Yes, yes, yes. Well, He heals all your diseases. Is it God's will to heal everybody? And that's where you lose most of the crowd. Not this crowd, but talking about if you take all church-going people together, we are in the minority that believe part B of this verse. Now, don't judge anybody because you have read over verses 2.
Yes.
and didn't apply them and receive them. But when it says, who forgives all thine iniquities, does all mean all? Who heals all thy diseases, does all mean all?
Yes.
Does it or not?
Yes.
Now, the thing is, you can't see forgiveness, but you can see healing. And because so many people walk by sight, right?
Yes.
They are determining God's will by what they see.
Yes.
Or don't see. But that's being inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at somebody that doesn't receive Jesus, whose sins are not forgiven, and say, well, God doesn't always forgive. It's not always His will to forgive. Well, why would you do that with healing? If you see somebody that doesn't get healed, why would you say, well, God doesn't always heal? It's not always His will to heal. If we don't determine God's will where forgiveness is concerned by looking at people and what happens to them, why would you determine God's will in healing by looking at people? What happens or doesn't happen to them? Shouldn't be based on anybody's experience or lack thereof. It should be based on His revealed will in His Word.
Amen.
Just because somebody was not forgiven or not saved, that does not prove that it was not God's will to save them or not God's will to heal them. All it proves is for whatever reasons, they didn't receive it. But it was His will. And just because somebody didn't receive healing, it doesn't prove that it wasn't God's will to heal them or that He was working something out in their life for whatever reason they didn't receive. There's times I hadn't received some things. There's times you hadn't received some things. That doesn't prove the will of God. He doesn't change. People are the changing ones. Right? They're up, they're down, they're in, they're out, they believe, they don't. Now they believe, now they don't, now they're waver. But He has always been Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals all your diseases, just like He's the God who forgives all your iniquities. He doesn't change. He will never change forever. His Word and His will is established.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's believe the Bible. Not what somebody saw or didn't see. What somebody felt or didn't feel.
Amen.
Let's believe the unchanging Word of God. Then your house will be built on the rock. Not on the shifting, changing sands. Hallelujah. Go with me please to 2 Corinthians 1. If I get stirred up once in a while and preach some, will that be okay?
Yes.
2 Corinthians 1, 3. You know, you got teaching and you got preaching. They're not the same. Teaching involves some explaining. Preaching doesn't. Preaching doesn't involve explaining. There's no explaining in preaching. Preaching is proclaiming. You need both. You need to be taught, but you also just need to be inspired. Just stirred up. So believe with me for both. 2 Corinthians 1:3 said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of what?
Mercies.
Mercies. Plural, and the God of all comfort. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Say it out loud. The Father of mercy. Say it again. The Father of mercies. Mercies. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, every one of these benefits are also mercies. The reason we have forgiveness of all iniquities is because of His mercy. And the reason we have healing of all diseases is because of His mercy. And the list goes on. But go with me to Matthew, please. The 9th chapter. Matthew 9, and just hold there. I'm going to read something else to you before we get into that. Titus 3, verse 4. You're staying in Matthew 9. You know, when you got your fingers in different places holding it, that means you're in the Word. Really getting into the Word. Titus 3, 4 says, but after that the kindness, everybody say kindness.
Kindness.
The kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, verse 5, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. According to His mercy He saved us. According to His mercy. I know some years ago, right after I got to Rhema, Phyllis and I got to Rhema, I don't know what brought it up, but we're hearing a lot of good word there every day. And something came up about us stepping out and obeying God and answering the call and going into the ministry. And I was thinking, yeah, praise God. And the Lord just helped me before the day was over. He said, well, He said, now He talks to you the way you understand. I don't mean I'm hearing an audible voice, but inside me. He said, well, I had to work with you a while to get you there. Right, yeah, sure, that's right. But in my youth and inexperience, I wasn't really thinking about it. And Phyllis and I had answered the call. Yeah, that's great. But how many remember that Jesus said, you didn't just choose me, I chose you. And He took me back and reminded me of how many times He dealt with me and led me to the knowledge of salvation before I ever received. How many of you didn't receive Jesus the first time you heard, or the second, or the third, or the 25th? Somebody say mercies, mercies, mercies.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me